This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Wednesday, October 11th. Well, we got the cattle markets quietly drifting lower. We have not been able to regain that upward momentum. And after a push down last week, the market has found itself just kind of chopping sideways. It seems to be carving out some support zones at previous trading range lows. But again, we haven't been able to really muster much on the upside. Monday was a federal holiday, so we didn't have a lot of cash data to work from. And so the market basically just was fairly quiet yesterday. In the cash trade, we didn't see a lot of activity so far this week. Box beef values, though, have been weakening. Choice was down 236 yesterday at 301. Select down 135 at 276. The spread is down $1.32 from Friday. We're sitting at 24.91. Box beef movement for the last couple days has been 217 total, so that's pretty much in line with where the previous weeks have been for a Monday and a Tuesday. Slaughter rate yesterday, 128,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 253,000. That's 3,000 more than a week ago, and it's down just 2,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index is down 15 at 250.26. So again, not a lot of movement going on in the cash trade. Box beef under slight pressure, but the market will have a little bit more to look at with the release of these cash numbers. So moving forward, seasonally, you are in the fall run of calves. That should be waning here over the next week or two, I think. But the market's looking beyond that, of course, and it's still looking at tight numbers for feeder cattle. We're still looking at heifer retention going on, more backgrounding calves up in the plains. So I think that, the numbers are just going to be tight enough that it's the regular seasonal is not going to have that big of an impact on the market. I think there's going to be plenty of demand showing up from the corn farmer, from the winter wheat farmer, and the regular feedlot that, this market's going to turn and start to work its way higher, likely into early November. So we'll see how that plays out. That's just my expectation, considering the tight supplies and I think the better grazing conditions for winter wheat and the big corn crop that we're cutting that, we've seen quite a drop in prices. Producers are going to want to feed that to some calves, and I think that's still yet to show itself in the market in full force. We saw some of that earlier in the summer with some forward contracting, but I do think that once the corn harvest is pretty much wrapped up, producers are going to be looking for some calves to put in their small feedlot areas. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.